sign up for the SD Expo mailing list to receive conference updates and the conference catalog. Go to www.sdexpo.com.
Hi, I'm John Erickson for Dr. Dobbs Journal. Joining us today is Vladimir Milosev, President and CEO of 3Terra Corporation. That's numeral 3, T-E-R-A Corporation. Welcome, Vladimir.
Hi, John.
Vlad, what's so difficult about scaling online applications?
Well, there are three things that make online applications very different from other forms of software. And the first and foremost is that although we call it an online application is really a hardware-software system. If you imagine how an online application looks, what it is it has a few elements that are specific to your application and that are traditional software. Like it has a user interface, your HTML files and scripts. You have your primary business logic code, which is traditional software, and you have your database and content. But in order for this to work and to deliver a service, what you also have is a large number of elements that are not specific to the application but have to be combined in a very specific way in order to make the whole thing work. And we use the word infrastructure to call those. So you have anything from firewalls and load balancers and storage area network and multiple instances of operating systems, middleware, backup systems, monitoring systems, and all that. So the result is that you have a conglomeration of hardware and software that together is assembled to deliver a service. And by extension, there isn't a single person usually on your team that understands all elements of the application. Now, the second problem with online applications is that they are big, right? If you look at a typical software company that goes online, it has probably about $4 to $5 million in revenue, in annual revenue, maybe about 30, 40 employees. To deliver that much revenue online, you need to serve about 20,000, 30,000 paying customers. And to do that with the online sales model, which means to give people the ability to try your application free, that means your application has to serve usually about 100,000 users at all times. So that's a large system. And you have to do 100,000, you have to be able to serve 100,000 users in a very economical fashion, which means you can't just go out there and buy a mainframe to serve that. You have to build your application so it works on a low-cost commodity hardware. And then the third problem with online applications is multi-tenancy. Usually you build your software to serve a single customer or a single user. Well, your online service will serve all of your customers and all of your users. So you end up with a single application that has to serve thousands upon thousands of independent customers. And that brings a whole new dimension of complexity because now you have to divide the data correctly, make sure the security works fine. It's a whole different dimension.
Well, on your website, you refer to the concept of disposable infrastructure. What is this and how does it help address the problem?
So disposable infrastructure is the core technology behind 3Terra's product, AppLogic, which is a grid operating system for web applications. And what the disposable infrastructure allows us to do is essentially turn upside down the traditional model of deploying and managing online services and make it a whole lot simpler. So in the traditional model, you build and deploy your application in layers. You assemble a layer of networking, and then you assemble a layer of storage on top of it, and then you build a layer of middleware, and then you deploy the various pieces of your application on various servers. Now, the problem with this model is that when you have to make a change or scale, you have to do it simultaneously and in a coordinated fashion in all those different layers, and it gets very complex. Well, with the AppLogic disposable infrastructure, you can change that model, essentially put it upside down. Instead of deploying your application on layers of infrastructure, what you can do is visually assemble the infrastructure that your application needs and embed it into the application itself. And there's an example that I like to give about this is consider Microsoft Word, right? You're at your desktop, you double-click on a document, Word opens, and you start reading and editing your document. But this simple act, the Microsoft Word opening the document, is very complex if you think about it. You open it, but you never really think what exactly happens behind the scenes. How many DLLs got loaded? How many databases got opened? What object store got accessed? Were there secondary processes that Word had to open in order to show you an embedded spreadsheet or an embedded PowerPoint slide or a JPEG. So when you open a Microsoft Word, an instance of Microsoft Word, you don't even think about all the infrastructure that's necessary to put all these things together. Well, with AppLogic disposable infrastructure, you can do the same thing with a distributed MTR application, which is the foundation of an online application. By embedding the infrastructure into the application, you gain the same kind of simplicity. You can start an application, stop an application, change the CPU load on that application, change the amount of memory that the application gets. You can manipulate the application as one whole, no matter whether it's a small app that takes a fraction of a server or whether it's an application that takes 50 to 100 servers. And so the result of this thing is that with disposable infrastructure, you can take your application, put it on a flat grid of commodity servers, and scale it in several ways that were not possible today. And the three most important ways is you can change the amount of hardware resources that you give your application on the fly. You can assign to it 3 CPUs, 5 CPUs, 7 CPUs, 100 CPUs, and you can shrink it and expand it with a single command. The second thing is that you can now run multiple instances of your application side by side, which means you can build a multi-tenant service without having to change your code and make it multi-tenant. And the third important way you can scale your application is a geographic one. With an Ajax user interface, your users in India and Europe would probably not have the same user experience as your users in North America if your application is running, let's say, in San Francisco, because there is such thing as network latency. With AppLogic disposable infrastructure on the other side, you can take the same application and deploy it simultaneously in multiple data centers. So you can have an instance of the application in San Francisco serving local users and another one in India serving local users there.
Well, when designing and building softwares, what can developers do up front to make scaling more of a reality?
Well, I think that the most important thing we as developers can do to make applications more scalable is give up on a habit which unfortunately has been very well built into our work, and that's the habit of writing tight code. Unfortunately, what's good tight code for a single processor, single memory machine is not always the best performing and the best scalable code for distributed application. So I will probably mention two things here. First, assume that each logical subsystem of your application runs somewhere on a network on a separate server. Don't worry about the performance there. Don't try to put everything close to each other. The result of this thing would be that when the application is deployed, we will be able to throw more CPU power at your application than if you do it otherwise. The second thing is I would advise you to use transactions wherever possible. Basically, you should design your code to make sure that your server can crash at any time, your code can be stopped at any time, and you will not lose data, and you will be able to get it back to a predictable state. This is what you usually have to do to get high availability, but paradoxically, the same approach that gives you high availability also allows you to scale the system by keeping the data coherent.
Great. Is there a website that listeners can go to for more information on these topics, Vlad?
Yes, you can go to our website, which is www.3terra.com. We have put a lot of technical information on the website. You can see an online demo of AppLogic and AppLogic disposable infrastructure. And if you want more than that, just send us an email or register on the website, and we will give you more.
Thanks for joining us today, Vlad.
Thanks for having me here.
For Dr. Dobbs Journal, this is John Erickson.
Sign up for the SD Expo mailing list to receive conference updates and the conference catalog. Go to www.sdexpo.com.